This is an Aero News Touch and Go from May 6, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In the recent FAA scandal involving oversight of airline maintenance, FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill announced on April 2nd that the agency was making changes to enable inspectors to raise their concerns quickly and at a higher level. But that won't come in time to help Gabe Bruno. Bruno oversaw the ValueJet-AirTran merger in the period following the 1996 ValueJet crash near Miami. Bruno says he fought for years to get the necessary personnel to perform proper inspection of the growing airline. When he brought his concerns to his two immediate supervisors in May of 2001, he was reassigned from his management position. Now retired, Bruno says he'll keep fighting. Quote, "I'm trying to do this to do the best I can do to bring corrective actions about and to try to hopefully get the FAA in the place where it needs to be," unquote. They're back! The unnamed sources close to the talks, that is. They're telling the Wall Street Journal UAL Corp could announce a merger between United Airlines and U.S. Airways within 10 days. The two sides have reportedly identified $1.5 billion in cost savings over continuing as independent airlines. The voices are also saying that United is still trying to convince Continental to merge with United instead of pursuing a marketing alliance with American Airlines and British Airways. We'll keep you posted. The recent groundings of more than 3,300 American Airlines flights ruined vacations, weddings, graduations, and other plans for over 300,000 passengers. It came after Congress heard whistleblowers accuse the FAA of becoming too cozy with the airlines it regulates. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters told the FAA and American she wanted written explanations from both sides on her desk within 2 weeks. We're not sure what the FAA's story is, but American reportedly says it believed it had a handshake agreement with FAA managers in the region that outlined a scheduled plan for airworthiness directive compliance on its fleet of MD-80 aircraft without disrupting passengers. The Wall Street Journal reports American charges FAA headquarters overruled its regional managers and moved forward with a more aggressive plan that blindsided the airline. Secretary Peters recently reinforced that attempts to improve accountability should not needlessly disrupt passengers. NASA, which was criticized a few months ago for rewarding contractors with extravagant parties and cruises, is under fire again, this time for letting employees use government-issued purchase cards to buy personal items and disregard competitive bidding rules. The expose by the Houston Chronicle on Sunday was careful to point out that most of the 451,000 transactions it reviewed were purchases from vendors which appear to sell legitimate business items. But the paper says that among the $265 million in charges made between 2004 and 2007, it also found iPods, video games, and jewelry. Most cases are small, but last year, Kennedy Space Center employee Elizabeth Ann Osborne pleaded guilty to using her NASA purchase card to buy $157,000 in personal items, including clothing, jewelry, a $2,000 air conditioning installation at her home, and at least $13,000 in electronics. A more subtle abuse is buying costly items which should be procured through competitive bidding by breaking the price down into smaller chunks and paying with multiple swipes of the purchase card. The Chronicle reported finding about 4,600 cases in which that happened. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The NTSB wants to know, what is the real stall speed of a Zlin Savage? Lockheed tells allies, buy your F-35 now and save. And EAA says it will honor the 30,000th home built at Oshkosh this summer. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I just had to ask Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation why it is President Bush feels strongly enough about user fees to veto Senate Bill 1300 if it passes without them. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.